Very big week in movies. You're going to hear all about the films on Film Week, not just the ones opening this weekend, but the Christmas Day openings as well. That's on Film Week in just about 9 minutes. Our critics review Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, Little Women, the brand new adaptation from writer-director Greta Gerwig, Cats makes its way to feature film, the musical from Andrew Lloyd Webber, and the animated Spies in Disguise. Also, the World War I drama 1917, which has got a lot of advanced attention. Those and more films coming up on Film Week. I also want to take a moment to thank our terrific Air Talk team, as we're going to be off almost all of next week, give the team a chance to spend time with their families and friends and get a little bit of much-needed rest of what's been a whirlwind year. I want to thank our senior producer, Fiona Ng, who is so deeply dedicated to this program. She makes an enormous difference every day and sets a very high standard for our team. Fiona Ng, thank you very much. Our wonderful producers, Matt D'Angelo-Antonio and Natalie Chudnovsky, again, deeply dedicated to the mission of KPCC and are providing you with terrific guests, the ideas for segments. They bring it every day. Lindsay Wright, who's not only been with us this week, but for a number of weeks, filling a very important position for it. We appreciate her talents. And our news apprentices, our Sabrina Fang and Julia Murray, our thanks to them as well, and hope that they're learning as much from us as we are from them. And our engineer, Parker McDaniels, very talented, dedicated, makes no mistakes whatsoever. I wish that I could make the same for myself, but certainly can't. But Parker is on it every day. So thank you, sir, as well. A tremendous team with us on Air Talk each and every day. Well, John Cherva covers horse racing for the Los Angeles Times as a special contributor to the paper. This week, the L.A. County District Attorney's Office concluded its investigation into Santa Anita Park with a string of 30 horse deaths at the Arcadia Track. John, thank you for being with us. What did the study or the investigation conclude?
Well, it essentially cleared Santa Anita, which is, I guess, the good news. But the bad news is they still have a problem, but they don't have a villain. When you think about it, they looked at four major areas. One of them was medication, and they found that none of the horses had illegal drugs or overage of legal drugs. Track conditions, and to that they went to Mick Peterson, who is the country's leading expert on dirt surfaces and racing. He's also was employed by Santa Anita to help study this problem, and he said there was no problem with the track. You found the whole idea of whether they were sort of running injured horses, and they found that the owners, the trainers, the jockeys, that was all okay. And then the pressure to race, which I found was one of the more interesting thing, is that there was no pressure to race after interviewing 100 people, yet a lot of media outlets like the LA Times, the New York Times, Daily Racing Forum all have quoted trainers anonymously as saying that they did feel pressure to race. So that's, in the broad stroke, what they concluded.
Hmm. And then is it just statistical anomaly that they concluded is behind the high number of deaths at the track?
Well, you know, that's certainly one way to look at it. And one of the things, you know, that Santa Anita did earlier in the year was they instituted all these reforms, medication reforms, veterinary reforms. They seem to, you know, help for a while. But in their last meeting, in their August meeting, they had 7 deaths, training and racing. And last year during that same period, they had 4. So there's no doubt that Santa Anita is absolutely trying to fix the problem, but I'm not sure that the DA's report really shed any light on anything that anybody didn't know already.
Mm. I didn't realize Churchill Downs actually had more horse fatalities in the same period than Santa Anita.
It's tricky with the stats because if you have a lot more races and if you have a lot more horses running, the metric that they use is that of fatalities per 1,000 starts. Now, Santa Anita was closed for 3.5 weeks earlier in the year, and you know, their horse population diminished, and a lot of things like that. So they're you know, taking raw numbers is not the actual way to determine it. And plus, the equine injury database, which monitors this, does not include training deaths. And the 30 deaths, you know, for the long meeting and the 7 for the short meeting, those were training and racing deaths.
Santa Anita's big meet gets underway day after Christmas.
Yeah, it's the, you know, hopefully everyone is thinking that this is going to, you know, reset the clock, and certainly everybody hopes so. I mean, no one wants to see horses injured in any fashion. Like I said, I think Santa Anita is doing everything they possibly can. They have more reforms, more oversight, more everything. But, you know, the fact is, in horse racing, horses die. But they shouldn't be dying at the rate that they did this year in California.
So the critics, animal rights critics, I mean, setting aside just banning horse racing altogether, are there other safety measures they're advocating that tracks aren't adopting?
You know, the major disagreement in there is the use of Lasix, which is a drug that keeps horses from bleeding in their lungs. And that really isn't tied to breakdowns. There's also major talk about eliminating the use of the whip or the riding crop, but that's not tied to breakdowns. I think the one bullet that Santa Anita has left is if they go back to a synthetic track, which is which statistically is much safer than a dirt track. But there are problems with that too, because horses suffer deep tissue injuries more on synthetic tracks, but there are fewer catastrophic breakdowns.
Yeah, Santa Anita had one, right, and then went back to dirt after that. So,
yeah, it was, as I understand it, a poorly constructed, poorly installed track.
Okay.
Didn't have the proper drainage. So, you know, we're 10 years past that, and you'd like to think the
technology's advanced. John, I appreciate it very much. We're out of time, but John Sherva, who is special contributor to the LA Times on horse racing, talking with us about the LA County DA's investigation into Santa Anita Racetrack. As a reminder, I have a special Air Talk live event coming up Monday morning, January 13th, our 11 o'clock hour at the Crawford Family Forum here at KPCC. One-on-one conversation with Morning Edition host Steve Inskeep, NPR's Steve Inskeep, with me in our Crawford Family Forum. Monday, January 13th, 11 in the morning, kpcc.org/in-person.